Namaste. You're listening to A Catalyst for your moments of mindfulness today. Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. I look forward to guiding you closer to your heart center in this minisode. Now, you may be tuning in because you are a regular listener of my podcast, and for that, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Or you may be here as a new listener, or perhaps returning after a while because the title of this one really piqued your interest. And by the looks of it, I might just be starting up a new series on this podcast. So let's get into it. But first, I invite you to please hit that subscribe button or follow button wherever you are tuning in from, because I promise we got lots of juicy content coming to the pod. And it's funny to me because I did promise back in September 2023, when I was preparing for the launch of this new season of the podcast, I said to myself and to all of you that season three will be a lot more personal and relatable and really show what it is that I'm moving through in life. And well, here we are. Because it's funny how we can set these intentions out into the universe having no idea how they will unfold. But that's the beauty of it. The universe doesn't give us, well, the universe will never deliver to us something that we cannot handle, or too much or more than we can handle. So here we are, embracing life with open arms. And that is what brings me to producing yet another series on the podcast. So far, I've got my minisodes, which are the bread and butter of my podcast, the short form segments that feature relatable storytelling and end with a guided meditation and healing sound bath. That, you know, is a staple. Then we also have my mini meditations, which are fully guided meditations. We also have the mini stories, which are a little bit longer in length and really are where I storytell different experiences of my life. And we have the mini chat series, where I sit down with people I like to call change makers and cycle breakers within our community who are making positive impact and have inspiring stories to share. And today I am here, and the title of my new series is called Burnt Out and Laid Off. And by the title of it, you already know what it's going to be about. So let's just get into it. Yes, let me address the elephant in the room between you and me. I was given notice from my employer that as of April 30th, my contract will be terminated due to budget cuts, which softens the blow a little bit because I know it's nothing personal. However, nonetheless, it is a huge life transformation. And the reason why I'm sharing this on my podcast is because, well, there's three main purposes I have with this series that I'm introducing. First and foremost, I would love to document my journey during this time in my life when I am feeling burnt out and to be laid off. I'll get into why documenting this is important to me. But moving on to the second reason why I love to share this is because I practice what I preach. This is a commitment. Practicing what I preach is so important to me and is a commitment I made to myself for going on to 3 years now, because when I started my podcast and I knew that I would be sharing mindful minisodes and content on living mindfully, living a healthy, holistic life, I needed to walk the talk. I wasn't going to sit in front of the microphone sharing tips, tricks, techniques that I wasn't truly doing to myself. And in fact, because I practice what I preach, that is what makes me an even more empowered practitioner. So throughout this series and throughout this period of my life, especially, I'll be taking myself through the meta process that I guide all of my one-on-one clients through, which is a process to acknowledge the situation, emotional blocks, or whatever it is that is coming up for us at our time at this point in our lives, or whatever phase we're at in life right now, and to explore it, get comfortable with it, and become friends with it from all angles, so that we can actually accept it and become one with it. And from there, we can move forward, we can integrate, and we can celebrate, and we can just live our best lives. And this is what I guide my clients through. There are beautiful brothers and sisters who I see every single week who walk through my doors and onto my treatment table, and we go through this process together. So of course, I am moving through it for myself as well. And I think that is truly a testament of who I am. And the third reason for sharing this series with you is to, as always, inspire folks who might feel stuck or uninspired or unmotivated or who may be moving through similar things and is looking for that light. I'm here to remind you that in times of darkness, when we can't see the light, perhaps it's because we are meant to be the light. So let's keep it moving. My decision in and of itself to document this journey is a great demonstration of my ability to transcend and transform my own limiting beliefs. And what I mean by this is that I typically move through massive change and transitions in silence. I don't reach out to anybody, I don't ask for help, and even if my parents are listening to this, even they know that this is true. I will put my head down and do the work and then rise above it to then share my story, which in a way is what I'm doing right now. I'm not saying, obviously, I'm still moving through something huge, but I did take an entire week to process on my own, and that is what I'll get into later. But first, I'm just setting the mood for you right now. But overall, to produce this series, it's sort of unlike me. However, something inside of me has shifted, and I recognize my greater reason for being, or whatever the French say. And I feel that for me. I acknowledge myself as a leader, whether that's in my community, in my lineage, as the eldest daughter or only daughter, older sister, or as a guide to my one-on-one clients and my Catalyst Connects community. It takes me back to that moment when I led my first Catalyst Connects community event back in January 2023, where I looked at the crowd of people in front of me and I said that we often see chapters 100, 1,000 in someone else's story, which is the time where they've achieved a level of success that they feel now comfortable with to share, to pull the curtain back. And I find strength in sharing these early chapters, the one where it's not quite fully written, where we're still showing up and doing the work and influencing and inspire people as we go along. And I'm grateful, so grateful to have my community beside me and behind me, and especially grateful for your support for tuning in with me in this moment. Thank you for being here. And in fact, this segment is dedicated to the very few dear friends who checked up on me last week when I practically disappeared. I wasn't active in group chats nor on social media, which is huge and very noticeable because I typically post every single day. So one of my dear sisters pointed out to me, she was like, "Of course I would notice when you're away. You have such a vibrant presence, and when you're not there, it's noticeable. You're like the sun." And this to me just warmed my heart, because my posts are intended to be uplifting and intend to inspire and provoke thoughts and actions within everybody who reads or sees them. And when I feel that energy I put out reciprocated back to me, whether it be in texts, comments, check-ins, that's love. That truly warms my heart, because that is what this world is all about. Attracting, magnetizing, reciprocating, and just being love. So anyways, thank you. And I love you all. So I'll get into all the details and the pillars of support that I leaned on very shortly. But first, I want to go back and touch on the idea of showing up as I am right now, which can be viewed as a very vulnerable position, very sensitive position, and all of these things are true. And a dear sister of mine pointed out that it sounds like I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself right now to document the early chapters of this journey, or to represent my community in this way. And I'll address this, because it's important to decipher and discern between healthy and non-healthy pressure. The kind that motivates you to move versus the kind that cripples you. I can create an entire podcast on this concept alone, but for now, I will share that, especially after I've processed the big, blunt, and heavy load of my emotions, this feels healthy to me. And something that I think about often is what my ancestors have gone through as indentured laborers and servants, and as cane cutters in Guyana, going from ship from India to Guyana, from India to South America, with only a verbal promise of a better life, but not knowing what will await them. That is transition, like unlike any other. That is the unknown. That is the greatest sacrifice that I could ever seek to repay in my whole life. And so when I show up in this way, when I'm vulnerable, when I'm transparent, when I am pulling from all my sources of strength, that is a huge part of it, a huge part of me. And so showing up today, this is the just the beginning of the way that I can repay that. But I mean, coming from this angle, it can very quickly turn into that unhealthy type of pressure where it seems like there's just so much of a burden on my shoulders. But it's important, like I said, it's important to discern that. And I know the capacity to which I can carry such a burden because, well, it's been my whole life. But for you listening to this, that might seem like a lot. So I will pull your attention back to this present moment here and coming back to my reason for producing and sharing this series. And so what we can expect here is that every Sunday, I will recap my week, that being Monday to Saturday, and share how I spent it to address, not escape, my current reality. So every Sunday, you'll hear a in-the-moment live recap of that week. And on Thursday, my segments will be my usual mindfulness mini-sodes. And of course, I will end even the segments in this series with a guided meditation and sound bath because that is just my jam. So I realize that my Sunday segments may be hit or miss for some, but I am hoping that it brings in a constant or consistent listenership and maybe even a new audience. I'd so appreciate if y'all can share this first segment with your loved ones, with your own community, someone you know who might be moving through a similar situation, and or share it to your social media and tag me at Catalyst by Kaylin. This is just one of the many ways to support your girl as she takes action to lift herself to new heights and bring you along with me. So, this first segment of Burnt Out and Laid Off, B-O-L-O, Olo? I like it. Let's get into it. So, as life would have it, as the universe would have this, I received the news that my contract will be terminated on Monday. And it was a very formal process where really was just sitting there to get through it so that I could log off Zoom, head into my room and cry. Your girl had a lot on her chest, on her heart, and I bawled. I cried and cried and cried. And then when I felt like all the tears were shed, I turned to my journal to just continue to pour my heart out and to write, because there is something that is so cathartic for me, not only when I cry, which truthfully doesn't happen often. So the fact that I bawled like this was very telling. And this is one of the ways where I am a Leo through and through. Like, I do not cry often and I have to feel really overwhelmed to do that. So the crying part is really significant, and something within me switched. It was like a very relieving and awakening moment that I had. And I'll share about this moment specifically in the coming weeks. Because that awakening moment that I had deserves its own mini-sode. So that'll be coming soon. But for now, I'm just sharing with you how I processed. And then I realized afterwards that I just had a lot of energy within me that felt really displaced, right? So I took myself to the gym. I had just an hour to move my body. It's obviously not my best workout, not my worst workout, but it was just a way to get my energy out. And then when I got home, I immediately spoke to my parents because those are my homies. And then I went straight to sleep. The first 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, were solely focused on just resting. I needed to be within myself. If you can imagine like a turtle retreating into its shell, that's how I felt. There was absolutely no outreaches to anybody, no social media, no nothing. And this continued throughout the whole week. So on Tuesday, when I rose up, I just felt like I needed to just be in silence, just sort of do the bare minimum, check in with people at work who I needed to, have any conversations that I needed to. There was nothing that I was doing that was outside of what was absolutely necessary. And I just continued to make sense of some of the feelings that were coming up. So again, a lot of journaling, a lot of talking with colleagues, and just being to myself. Like, this is part of the way that I deal with things, is just being to myself. And I touched on that a little bit earlier. And so it's just really important when something like this happens, where you receive such great news and it feels like it'll be really life-changing, whatever it will be. It could even be the saddest news or the most happiest news, whatever spectrum it falls in or somewhere in between, it is just important to give yourself space to process it. Because whether it's happy or sad, you want that space to actually process it, form opinions about it for yourself, and feel how it feels in your body, where it's showing up. Is anything else coming up with it? And this, I cannot stress this point enough, because we realize, having gone through so many lived experiences, that when we skip this part, it always comes back up, whether as a trigger, as a memory that sort of stings, or a memory that goes unprocessed. Like, it's just so important to process it right away. And of course, to the best of our ability, because nobody's perfect and no processing is perfect. And, you know, we process in different ways. It might be with someone else, by yourself, in community, whatever it would be. Honor yourself in this way. Part of my process on Tuesday was also realizing that I am burnt out. And this wasn't simply because of the news that I received. However, receiving this news was the cherry on top. It's kind of like my body knew that a big change was coming up. And I do have a heightened intuition in this sense, where my body sends me signals and warning signs, and even some may call me psychic before something happens. For example, I had a migraine for 2 whole days. And typically when I have the type of migraine that I did, it is sort of a warning sign that something is coming up, because it's happened to me a few times in my life before. And also for the past, I would say maybe a past month or so, I really wasn't sleeping that well, like all throughout February. And so once our sleep goes out of whack, that is usually the first indicator of deteriorating health, because sleep is where we rebuild and where our body replenishes. And if that rhythm is out of whack, then our body is not getting the rest, the rejuvenation, and the replenishment and nourishment that it needs to continue functioning properly. And so as a result, after not sleeping well, I wasn't eating well and began to lose weight visibly. And so all of this compounding, I knew I was burnt out. And so I sat with my mom, who is a registered holistic nutritionist. Some of you may recognize her as the founder of Conscious Empowerment. And she was able to kind of put me on a plan with the supplements that I need to begin rebuilding my body, because I knew if any action needed to be taken, whether in regards to my layoff, in regards to the next steps in my life, I need to be healthy. And so the first thing I thought to do was get my health back on track. So knowing the supplements that I need, knowing how to adjust my movement, for example, switching from heavy lifting and strength training to more restorative exercises like yin yoga and low impact Pilates and walks instead of running, everything to sort of balance out my cortisol levels. This was really what I needed. And so when I've taken these 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, to kind of be with myself, on Wednesday, I was ready to reach out and be in community, in my existing communities, in safe spaces with people that I love, trust, and can kind of share what I'm going through and any immediate advice that I would need. And this was some of the major action I took on Wednesday and Thursday, to reach out to my community groups, share what I'm going through, just letting them know where my head's at, why I might be showing up differently, and also getting feedback on my current questions and uncertainties that I might have. Like, for example, one of the pressures I did feel was to show up on social media because I have a community that I guide. However, I was just affirmed to continue taking the space that I need. And that's a major reason why I stayed off social media for so long, because it was just doing what feels right to me. And it's been years of me practicing to listen to my intuition, to listen to my gut, and to listen to my body in terms of what I might need. So wherever you are in your journey, this is absolutely something to get accustomed to. Like, what is it that I need in this moment? And checking in with yourself before we take an action. Does this feel right? And if it doesn't, what does feel right in this moment? So we can take my example of showing up on social media. It, up until this point, probably until you're listening to this minisode, it didn't feel right for me to create any content or show up for my community because I needed to show up for myself first. And this was even a major lesson I learned in my years of podcasting. Those times where I would skip a week or take a break from my podcast. At first, I used to feel so guilty about taking these breaks. But however, I see now that in taking breaks, it prepares me for something like this moment to identify when I needed to take a break, when I needed to take space, and to be able to do that guilt-free. Because in a society where we are constantly being overworked, where our worth is determined by how much we achieve or produce or things like this, it is a practice to learn how to take breaks guilt-free. Because we are often guilty for taking breaks, guilty for not meeting expectations, meeting deadlines, things like that. But we're not robots, we're humans. So give yourself some grace. And so on Thursday, I was able to leave the house for the first time since Monday, and that felt great. I think Thursday was one of the few days and first days after a while, the sun was out shining, which always helps. And sunshine carried through into Friday. And Friday, I really tapped into nature. Like, as you know, if you're a regular listener of my podcast, I believe nature is within us, and the nature that we see in the natural world is just a reflection of how we feel and what we have it going on inside. And so I really believe in working with the energies that are around us. So on Friday, it looked like working with the energies of the sun, working with the energies of Mahashivratri, which is a day celebrated to honor Lord Shiva. And the festival is usually seen in celebration with like chanting of mantras, practicing of yoga and meditation. And it's an opportunity to be purified on our mind, body, and spirit level from everything. Because Lord Shiva is the creator and the destroyer. And on Friday, we also had the energy of Women's Day. And truthfully, since 2021, I always have my most greatest breakthroughs around Mahashivratri. And that is just something I hold so dear and special to my heart, because clearly, even in the moments where I am consumed by doubt, consumed by fear, consumed by uncertainty, the universe reminds me of my faith. The universe reminds me of the light that exists within me. And you've heard me say on the podcast before that I started this podcast at a time where I feel like I didn't have a voice. And that was back from the years of 2020, 2021, and even my whole life. However, in 2021, on Mahashivratri, I had a similar awakening breakthrough moment where it was like, but just feeling that presence of the divine, of creation and destruction within me, to liberate me from exactly the darkness that I was feeling. And so trusting in this force and seeing the synchronicity of receiving this pivotal news that I did on Monday, and then Friday it being such an auspicious day, I had to lean into that. And I had to trust that. And I had to just continue to take that day for myself. And on this day, I decided to make an offering to the natural world. So I went shopping for flowers, and I bought my mom a single rose for Women's Day. And I had the intention to offer three roses to Mother Earth or to the lake. So I coincidentally found a package of three roses. I didn't even know that roses were sold in threes. I usually only see them sold in 12 and 24. So That was another synchronicity to me. So I bought a pack of 3 roses, fresh roses, in the colors of orange and yellow. And I had the intention to make this offering to the lake. 3 roses to symbolize 3 versions of myself. 1 rose for the past versions of myself and all the women who have come before me. A 2nd rose to the present version of myself and all the women who stand beside me. And a 3rd rose for the future versions of myself and my lineage. And I set this intention to make this offering to Mother Earth, to release these 3 roses into the lake. And this is something that I learned growing up in observing Hindu rituals. At the end of our puja or ceremonies that we have, we make our offerings back to the earth. And this is something that I also learned when I visited Hawaii. We take so much from the earth, whether that is an ill intention or good intention, even when it's, you know, visiting a lake after a stressful day just to hear the waves crash. That is us embracing earth energy. And sometimes it's a show of respect to give back to our land, to make an offering for, to say thank you. Thank you for all that you provide us with. Thank you for all that you give to us and that you willingly share with us. And so this was my way of giving back to the earth, and also a ritual for myself during this really transformative time that I'm going through. With this offering, I'm reminded that I am one with the earth and all the spirits around us, and just reminded of the sacredness of this life and of my being. And this was really, really transformative during this time where I was deep in introspection, reflection, and moving through all of the energies, and we'll continue to move through, because, you know, this series on this podcast, I don't know how long it'll be, but at least a few segments. And regardless, we are always, always moving through something. If it's not one thing, it's the other. We are always living life in flow and trying our best to let go of control. And this timing is especially important as well, not only because of Women's Day and Mahashivratri, we are also in the spring equinox portal. So it is said that 2 weeks prior to the spring equinox, which is on March 20th, and 2 weeks after the spring equinox, we are in this portal of great transformation and purification. And if you're interested in hearing more about this, I encourage you to search on my podcast for the episode titled Rebirth. And this is the episode where I talk about the season of transformation and what this spring equinox portal signifies. And so there is no denying the magic that is all around me, all around us, especially as I was moving through this really great news this week. And I really do think that it's partly because of these energies that I feel empowered to share my story as I'm moving through it. And without a doubt, I think this is one of the most transparent and vulnerable and hopefully inspirational and motivational and empowering minisodes on my podcast thus far. And once again, like, if you've enjoyed this segment, I encourage you to share it with your loved ones. And please, please leave a 5-star review, as this really helps with getting my podcast out to more beautiful human beings like yourself. So if you made it to this point, I just want to say thank you again for flowing with me through this journey. And I'm so looking forward to this series with you. I'm so looking forward to see where this adventure takes us. And I gotta say, I'm proud of myself for sharing the way that I do. And I'm so proud of you for showing up and taking care of yourself in the way that you do as well. This podcast is a reflection of that, because you are giving yourself some time of day to tune in, be present, listen to my story, but also give yourself a few moments of mindfulness. Because as you know, I end every segment with a few moments of mindfulness, where I encourage you to tune inwards, be present with your breath, and just soak in the beauty of life. So I invite you now to take a few moments of mindfulness with me and tune into your body. And we do so by tuning in to our breath. Deeply inhale through the nose. Exhale completely. Once more, inhaling through the nose. Exhale completely, letting it go, sighing the breath out, exhaling, releasing all the air from your belly, from your chest, and once more deeply filling up your belly, filling up your chest with new life force energy, and exhaling completely, letting it go, letting it go. Following your breath here, inhaling and exhaling as you need to remain present with yourself and just noticing. Simply become the observer of your breath and of your thoughts. Perhaps a lot of thoughts are going by, or perhaps just a few, or perhaps they're starting to slow now as you intend to be present and to relax. What are the emotions that are coming up for you right now? How do you feel within your body? Taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Express gratitude to yourself for showing up in the way that you do and in all that you do. And know that these moments of stillness are accessible to you at any time, simply by closing your eyes and tuning in to your breath. And of course, by tuning into my podcast. So I hope and I'm counting on your continued support as I produce 2 weekly podcast segments. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, leave a 5-star rating, and share the podcast link with your loved ones. And I'll catch you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in with me today. Namaste.